Hey, bad friends, come see me live. I am running around the country. I'm going to be in San Francisco at the Punchline at the end of October, Halloween weekend. Then I'm in Brea, come out and see me. Brea, California, November. Tempe Improv, returning to Arizona State. I'm in Hammond, Indiana in November around Thanksgiving. Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Bethlehem, PA. Hanover, Maryland. Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then Valley Center with the Harrah's down there in Southern California by San Diego, and then also Canyonville, Oregon in February, and then finally Wynn Casino. I'm at the Wynn in Las Vegas in March. Come see me at the Wynn in Las Vegas, baby. AndrewSantino.com for those tickets. AndrewSantino.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
You two or something.
We're bad friends.
I went to the doctor last night.
I know. What happened, though?
2 nights ago.
Well, I saw it close up.
Is your wife beating you? Are you okay? Blink twice.
Oh, of all people that talk about their wife beating them.
Yeah. you're the biggest I've ever met.
You're king. You're king.
You get pegged every night.
Because I want to.
No.
Oh,
that's what they all say.
It's sexual assault every night, dude.
No, you know what it
a
is?
A tear.
So... we guessed what this was in my eye. My eye got worse. It's called blepharitis. Blepharitis.
How do you get it?
Infection of the gland within the eye. Could have been like dirt or whatever got up in my eye.
Yeah.
And then...
Bobby touched you.
Bobby touched you. He's on one today. You want to fight today?
Yeah, I did. You are...
I miss you.
Yeah. He said something to me earlier. I had to physically assault him.
What'd he say?
It was something about...
Ah.
Yeah.
You got a lot of nerve, dude. I went into the urgent care. Urgent care took no less than 2.5-3 hours to even get in. And the woman gets in and goes, who poked you in the eye?
Really?
And I said, life. And she goes, oh, that's a good one. And she goes, this looks infected. It actually looks pretty bad. We should get this medication. This is the worst part when you go to a doctor. She goes, we're going to get you eye drops. You have to do 2 every 4 hours, 2 in your eye, right? And antibiotics, just general amoxicillin or whatever.
Mm.
I go, great. This should knock it right out, right? Like I've had styes or whatever before. She goes, yeah, we don't want it to spread. And I was like, why would you say that? She's like, well, if it spreads, it can go to your brain.
Whoa.
And you can die.
Whoa. You know what they say too? Is if you, this triangle of your face, when you get acne, and if you pop it, you could die too.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
It's called the triangle of face sadness.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that they're saying that if you pop the shit,
who is it? They?
They? The internet, dude.
Yeah, the internet.
Yeah, my doctor Reddit. Dr. Reddit said this. No.
What is the danger?
What would I just say? Danger triangle face.
You shouldn't pop a pimple on the danger triangle on your nose.
On my nose. Why?
Why is it so dangerous? Think of the small segment of your face as the direct line to your brain. Mm. So through this sinus, blood's drained from your brain. An infection in the in the danger triangle. Like pick from a pimple, nose piercing gone wrong. Possibility of a facial infection to become an infection that impacts the rest of your body. Mm. Can it really kill you? Don't panic. You're probably not going to die from popping a pimple on your nose, but technically speaking, it's impossible. It's possible.
It's possible, technically.
Brain, or you could get a brain abscess, brain infection. Wow, this is real. Okay, so this thing in my eye, though, she was like, yeah, no, it's okay. But I mean, you know, if it spreads to your brain, you could die. And I was like, what? Why would you say that?
Well, the possibilities.
I didn't want to know. Doctors aren't supposed to give you the possibilities.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dr. Lee, yes?
Hello?
Hmm.
Your eye, we looked at your eye.
Yeah, what happened with my eye?
You could die.
I could die?
You could die, you can also go blind.
From blepharitis.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury?
That's what he had?
Yeah, he had something thing in his eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I go to a doctor behind this gas station?
Listen to me. I'm a doctor.
Okay.
All right?
You're Mr. Doctor?
Chevron.
Oh, Dr. Chevron.
Welcome to my Chevron station.
Dr. You know what Chevron.
I mean? Office.
Oh, thank you.
Okay? What race do you think that was?
Sudanese. No?
What? What do you think?
Bangladesh.
Ah.
Yeah, East Ethiopia.
Oh,
dude.
East.
I was doing East Ethiopia, dude. Yeah.
Look up gas station robberies now in Sherman Oaks. Big thing in the valley here. They're robbing people at gas stations. I'm not going anymore. I'm not getting gas. I'm just running out and then I call AAA. They gun-butted that guy. Some guy had like a Rolex or something on and they gun-butted him. Then it just happened another week ago. Some guy, he got out of his car, gun-butted him. They're just robbing people at gas stations.
What's a gun-butt?
What's a gun-butt?
Yeah. Yeah.
They hit you in the face with it.
Oh, the butt of the gun.
And let me say this to a thief.
Yeah.
Just shoot me. Don't gun butt me in the head. I don't want to fucking, just kill me. Shoot me, baby.
Are gun butts
and knock you out. The butt of a gun is heavy. They're hitting you in the face with a gun.
And what are they taking? Your car?
Anything. They've taken car, jewelry, clothes, cash. Clothes. They left a man naked in Van Nuys.
That's why when I pump gas...
Don't pump gas.
I have a lighter.
You do.
And I have the fucking thing, dude. Right? Gun butt me, dude. Right? You Vietnam monk. Remember those Buddhist monks of Vietnam? That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, light the whole place up.
You're going to be lit on fire, dog.
Mm.
And also, there's nothing to steal except for my wallet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or your car. They can steal your car. That's Bobby. Gun butt me, dog.
Yeah. I'm also, dude.
You know what's so awful? What if that was an accident? He was just trying to get gas for that guy's car that ran out.
Yeah.
Gas. Oh, fuck.
You know, my question is that, like, you know why they did that?
It was for, it was a peaceful protest, right?
No, they're protesting the oppressive Saigon regime.
Hmm.
It's a protest, right? Whatever happened to just making a sign?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, protest? That sounds a little too far for me.
Make a sign.
Yeah. Like, stop Buddhist hate. That'd be me. Stop other people Buddhist are lighting hate. Themselves on fire. I stop Buddhist hate right here with the sign. Like, that's, don't you think that's extreme?
Do I think that's extreme? Yeah, dude, a little bit. The guy lit himself on fire.
Like, I'm a Vietnamese monk, you're a Vietnamese monk, right?
Yeah.
And go, we got to oppress
we have to stop.
Saigon regime. What do you think we should do, Tony?
Yell in the street.
No, that's not gonna do no much.
Okay.
What else do you think we should do?
Get our friends together to bond together to create a community of people.
I have an idea.
What?
We shall last half a fire.
No! No. Extreme forms of protest encompass violent tactics, terrorism, welfare, vandalism, extreme nonviolent.
Great album cover, though. Rage Against the Machine.
That was
first album.
One of the greatest.
Great album.
They got a lot of flack for that. Didn't they get a lot of flack for that? Album covers that got flack. You know what? Interesting topic, because McCone, you and I were talking the other day about Pusha T's famous album with a picture of Whitney Houston's dying hotel room.
Daytona.
Did you ever see this?
No, I want to see it.
They had a photo on the cover of this wonderful album by Pusha T, and that is the photograph of Whitney Houston's hotel room when she was found dead.
And oh my God, dude.
And there's bottles of whiskey and vodka, and then whenever there's tinfoil, you know tinfoil is no good.
Why?
People smoke crack out of tinfoil.
Okay. I put my bubble gum in there.
You do.
Yeah, don't make a... You know what, Andrew? Don't make assumptions.
You're right. I'm a bad detective.
Yeah, the tinfoil is there for various reasons.
You said I was a good detective.
Okay.
Oh, the Beatles, Yesterday and Today. Right, another controversial album cover. Do you know why this was controversial?
Because there's babies' heads and stuff?
No, because look who's in the back. It's three in the front and one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
A little rude. Very odd to put him in the back, by the way.
Yeah.
Why'd they do that?
Aesthetics, composition.
What's your favorite album?
Aesthetics, composition. What's my favorite album of all time?
No album cover.
Oh.
I'll tell you mine.
Go.
Captain Beefheart, Trout Mask Replica. Look it up, dude.
Captain Beefheart, Trout Mask Replica.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I love that one.
That's good. I was going to give you something like Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Okay.
I think I like Blood Sugar Sex Magik from Chili Peppers so much because it was also like a time in my youth. It was like something about the time of like the sexiness of the album cover. I don't know why I liked it so much as a kid, but I loved that. It's like they're all tongue licking of like, I don't know why I thought that was badass. No, I liked Mother's Milk because there was a titty on it. That one was great too. Same thing, another Chili Peppers. Yeah, dude. That was a poster. You go over to some kid's house named Ryan and he was like, see my new fucking poster, dude?
Can I tell you this?
My mom's livid about it, dude. My dad was like, hang it up.
Can I tell you what just happened with me and Anthony Kiedis?
Yeah.
So I've never talked about this though. For some reason, this is 20 years ago, Chris Rock was in the main room and Kiedis saw me.
Wow.
Right?
Cool.
And then Kiedis came up to me and goes, oh, you're really funny, this and that, right? So then Kiedis would go around town just to watch my sets, right?
Like following you?
Yeah.
And same then, night or many nights?
No, just throughout the months.
Wow.
We've been very friendly. I got his number, the whole thing, right? And then all of a sudden one day, I do this show at El Cid.
I used to love El Cid.
Right?
Yeah.
He brought the whole band out there.
To come see you?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're in the front row. I bombed so hard.
Is that okay. there? Is that
no?
There?
No, this is way years later. I bombed so hard that he didn't talk to me for like 10 years after that. Right? I'm not kidding you. It was night and day. Like I ate it that hard.
No way.
Oh no, it was. I still remember the show. I remember their faces. There was nothing I could do. I didn't have the skill set to dig me out of this hole. Okay.
Damn.
And then he just recently goes because you know he has a music observatory like thing that he does with Flea.
Yeah.
And they do a yearly benefit show, and they asked me to host it. And I can't because of Irvine, and I almost canceled Irvine to do it.
Yeah, that's.
Would you?
No. Host a benefit show?
Yeah.
You're gonna tank at that too. He's gonna see you tank 20 years. Oh, benefit yeah. shows suck. That's
You're right.
So hard to do well at.
Yeah.
Because people are kind of uncomfortable and they're there like and they're stiff and they're dressed up. It's not like a relaxed atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, we like doing benefits, but stand up, no. I'd rather just show up, give you money, and be a part of the thing.
Yeah, but you would have done it if you didn't have something to do.
I don't know, man. I don't like doing those things. They give me the
You bomb hard.
You bomb. You eat shit at those things.
Yeah.
Nobody wants stand up at a benefit. They're like, we're raising money for sick kids. Who have cancer of the brain. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Lee. It's fucking impossible to do well. You bomb at, I just, it's bad.
What's your opening line? What's up, everybody? What's eating you?
God, dude. Let me tell you guys what's on my
mind. You can get ahead. Yeah.
Step right on that.
Oh, sorry.
Step right on it.
What was it?
I said, I want to tell you guys what's on my mind. God.
Oh, fuck.
After every punchline, I go, think about it. Think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Rein it in.
Let's rein it in. Yeah. But
by the way, after you ate shit, he made Stadium Arcadium. So was that your fault?
Right.
Right. Sorry, dude.
Have you ever bombed in front of like someone that you didn't want to bomb in front of?
Famous people?
Yeah.
I mean, I bombed in front of Rock pretty horrifically at the store in the OR, and I think from that, he's never really taken me serious because he sat in the bucket seats. He was staying at the hotel nearby, came over. Sometimes he stays in LA and just doesn't do a spot.
Yeah, he'll just come by. He's so nice.
He was in the bucket seats, and he watched me, I mean, torrential. it was so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And I brought on Fahim or someone afterwards, and I'm sure Fahim fucking crushed because he always does. And I just was working out new shit in the OR, and it was late night, dude.
Did you know he was there?
I saw him.
So before you knew he was there?
Yeah, it drove me nuts.
No, this is what you do then,
he
dude.
He sat down, and I was like, fuck.
Then you go, I have to kill. Don't do the new stuff. I have to kill.
It was 11:45. It was like a late spot, and I was like, fuck it. And I was just trying new shit.
Yeah. Bobby, are there famous people every time you perform?
What do you mean?
Is that why you don't do new material?
Oh, this guy.
Okay.
Is he looking for a fight, dude?
Yeah.
Give it to him.
No.
Give it to him.
I have some things I could say, but...
Say it.
No, I don't want to say it.
No.
It's dark stuff. I know some dark stuff, and I'm not going to do it. Because you like to go personal.
Yeah, he really does dig deep.
I have so many new jokes.
I know, special. It is good. I told you that last time you left.
Why would you say the joke?
Because you didn't roll down the window or acknowledge me.
Oh.
My point being is this, okay? That I'm doing everything I can to come out with new stuff. I'm taking risks on stage. And for McCone to say that joke again is
rude.
It's really hurtful and rude.
You're talking to one of the top 25 working comics today, okay?
Yeah, I just
100.
Top of 25.
1,000.
Yeah, we saw this whole thing, and let me clear the air real fast. Let me say something genuine about this. Theo Von is someone we've known for a long, long time.
I can't right now.
I just want to say my piece. I hope he's okay.
I just texted me yesterday.
I know, I texted him too, but I'm saying like, I texted him. That doesn't mean shit. He's going through something very deep. On stage, you know, that clip is gross of him saying, I'm trying not to take my own life, and I think people think that was like a bit, and he's really in a dark place, so we wish him the greatest, and I was texting with a lot of other comics because I think it's I know there's a comedy show. I'll wrap it up real fast. I'm just saying, I think people don't know. I think people don't know that some of us suffer from actual real clinical shit, and I have clinical depression. I have very dark days. You guys have lived through my shit. He's got it very bad. I'm sorry, but I think fucking people just think you're a clown and you're like, you're not a human. Well, he's a fucking human. So my heart goes out to the guy. Because I know he's struggling a lot. So we love him. I really do. Sorry. Sorry to be fucking honest for 3 seconds on the show.
No. What
do you want to do? Another Filipino accent? Huh?
East Ethiopian is my nickname. Okay. Welcome to Chevron. Whatever. The reason why I love Theo so much is that I have the same exact sensitivities and vulnerabilities as he has. We have the same kind of issues.
Yeah.
Mentally, you know. And when I saw that clip,
it was heartbreaking.
It was so heartbreaking because I understood where he was at, and I reached out to him, and all I can do as a friend is say, I'm here 24/7. I'm just available. And I'm really concerned for him. I mean, he seems to be fine, but I'm still very concerned for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very difficult thing to survive mental health issues in this kind of environment, because it's so fucking hostile out there.
Particularly when it's wrapped in fame and success. I know people are like, cry me a river, rich guy. But like, he's very successful and he's so famous. And that does a thing to you. It's like inundation of attention. And so it really distorts your sensibility sometimes when you're as, you know, kind of popular and wanted. And everyone's around you and they want something. They need something. And I don't think people understand that. And they never, and that's okay.
Well, also, people don't understand that he is such a kind, soft, sensitive kind of a guy.
Yeah, he has to put, we yeah, all
he's
put
so
on,
mindful about his feelings and about people around him. He's just I just care so much about him. And you read things about your friends and you just want to say, you got it wrong, buddy. You know, it's like not him, you know, and it's like people say things about me, you, this and that. And I get it, you know, it's just a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and you the love internet swords.
I love swords, yes.
You're a big sword.
I'm a sword guy, katanas especially. You know what I mean?
I did get on a big kick of watching Japanese guys sharpen swords enough to drop a blade through a pineapple. I sat for hours on the internet watching this guy sharpen a blade so he could drop it clean through a pineapple.
Okay, I feel like I can do that.
No, you fucking can't.
Drop a sword onto a pineapple?
Patience. You have the patience to shave that to a fine point. You do not have that.
What do you mean even by you saying this?
He literally would hold the handle and hold the blade and then drop the blade and hold the handle with his fingertip.
You can edit.
He doesn't edit.
You can edit. You can do it 10,000 times until you get it. I can do a cartwheel. I could do a cartwheel.
Bicycle.
Do one.
Oh, what is a cartwheel? Show me it and I'll do it.
Entrance on Letterman. Do it. That's one of my favorite entrances of all time. Chris Farley, everybody. Look at him. Yes. Look at how perfect. It's so.
Yeah, I can't do it that way. That was insane.
By the way, he tried to do three. Watch, go back.
Yeah,
he bailed on the third.
Yeah.
God, this guy was the king of fucking comedy. Go all the way back. Go all the way back. Go all the way back so we can see it from fresh. One, two, watch, two. Go three. And then he's like, oh, shit. God, Farley's the man.
Oh, my God, dude. He was so good. I know. He was so good.
Going over to Spade's house and seeing that jacket, the fat guy in a little coat jacket.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then
God.
He falls off the back of the chair. I mean, that jacket, I told Spade, I was like, I know you'd never sell that. But, I mean, good God, I'd pay so much money to
him. If he was still alive, we would probably know him. Do you think or no?
I don't know if he'd know us, but I mean, if he was still alive, he'd be the most famous comedian in the world.
Yeah. I mean, you would still probably, you could be at Spade's house one day and you could say hi.
Yeah, that's how we could see him, at Spade's house. Yeah, yeah. But also, he probably wouldn't. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I just, you know, when you're in that, what he was, as big as he was and as much as he was in it, it was almost like, what's the other side of that look like when he gets clean? You know, you probably go away from comedy. You get clean and you level out.
Right.
Because it was so much.
He'd be on the Ozempic. No?
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be you and him would be doing Oz commercials together. Oh, Zemp. God, look at the lineup. Tommy Boy, Beverly Hills Ninja, Black Sheep, Coneheads, Almost Heroes, Wayne's World, Airheads, Wayne's World 2. God, dude. The guy was literally just getting started. And as we know, Shrek, the original voice of Shrek. We talked about it on the show before.
Oh, so he didn't do, because at one point you tried to go serious. He didn't do like a serious role.
No, the only role that
but eventually he would have, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like the whale too. Super whale. The blue whale. What?
Okay. God rest the dead.
I'm sorry, that was mean.
God.
What? Too soon?
No, it was good.
Okay.
But even like John Candy did JFK, and he was great in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
John Candy showed moments of brilliance in every comedic role, but he did serious stuff all the time.
Mm.
The difference was Farley had soft, fun, sweet moments, nothing like Candy. Mm-hmm. Candy and Uncle Buck, Candy and Planes, Trains, Candy and fucking, Candy and Home Alone. Oh, dude, yeah. The guy, he showed moments of like unbelievable, cool runnings. A movie that was such a wacky, he was sweet in that.
Yeah.
One of the greatest.
One of the greatest.
One of the greatest. Him, John Candy, John Goodman to me, were like when I was a kid, were two of like the coolest, funny guys. And Goodman wasn't your traditional comedic actor, but he was so funny.
Yeah.
Like King Ralph is one of the best movies I think I've ever seen. Conceptually, I don't know why we haven't done that again. Why haven't we done King Ralph again, where a fucking regular Midwest, like blue collar guy inherits the keys to the royal kingdom? Isn't that a genius concept? Your great uncle left you the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Is that not even listed on his filmography? King Ralph.
I remember as a kid watching Stripes. Oh, I know he wasn't in that.
Fucking love Stripes.
But those movies.
This movie was so good.
Which one?
King Ralph.
I never saw King Ralph.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking good.
Who's in it?
John Goodman.
What?
John Goodman, Peter.
We went from, how did we go from Candy to Goodman?
I said these two guys were kind of comedic heroes when I was a kid.
I don't remember. I didn't see that transition.
Can I even listen to a word I'm saying?
I was trying to think.
Fun guy.
Can I tell you why? I'll tell you what just happened.
You disconnected.
I just, not only did I disconnect.
Somebody picked up the phone and the internet cut out.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm on the fucking
I was trying to think of the movie Stripes. So while you were talking about the whole thing about Goodman, I was like not even listening. I was like, what is that movie?
You never listen to me.
Of course I do. Go bing, bang, boom, bang, bing.
When's my birthday?
October 6th.
No. Don't look at your phone.
Yeah. It's not October 6th?
No.
It's got to be October 6th, dude.
It's not.
October 16th. Fuck! 10 days, but I knew it was 6.
Yeah, that was true.
October 16th. Are you upset I didn't know?
Yeah.
Simply Safe.
Oh, my
Simply
God.
Simply Safe is real security that stops crime before it starts.
So you gave me Simply Safe.
I did. We helped you install it at the house.
You installed it, right. And I have a couple of Filipinos living at the house.
You have too many Filipinos.
And seven animals, right?
Oh my God.
And now I feel completely safe.
Because you guys got to know, if you want to trust something, you got to trust Simply Safe to keep your home, family, property, whatever it is, important, safe. That's why you need Simply Safe like Bobby. He's got cameras. He's got monitors now. He's got motion detectors.
It's a game changer.
It's a game
the
changer.
The agents take action while the intruder is still inside the house,
That's
man.
Right. They're there for you when they're there.
Yeah.
For you.
There's no long-term contracts either or hidden freeze. You can cancel at any time.
Cancel at any time.
Man. Named best home security systems by the U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. And a 60-day money guarantee, so you can try it and see the difference for yourself.
That's right. Right now, our listeners can save 50% on a Simply Safe home security system at simplysafe.com/badfriends.
That's simplysafe.com/badfriends.
There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Kachava! You know what? When I want nourishment and I want something pleasant in my mouth, I go to Kachava. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
25 grams of 100% plant-based protein.
Yeah.
5 indulgent flavors. They're all good. Chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai.
They also got 26 vitamins and minerals, 6 grams of fiber, 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. I'm telling you, Kachava has changed Bobby's life because it is delicious.
I love it.
And 2 scoops, you get so much more than you could ever get from any of that other crap you're putting in your body. Energy drinks are a drain. Stop consuming them. Okay, you can try Kachava risk-free with their Love It guarantee. There's thousands of reviews that agree. If you're thinking about adding more plant-based protein to your diet, this is a fantastic way to nourish your body. You can try Kachava risk-free, which is the best part about it. And Bobby got me into it because I am not a fan of artificial flavors. I hate them, okay?
He hates them.
Or colors or sweeteners. I don't like GMO. Get it out of here! No soy, no animal, no gluten, and no preservatives. Fuel your daily adventures with Kachava. Go to kachava.com and use the code BADFRIENDS for 15% off your next order.
That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code BADFRIENDS for 15% off.
ZocDoc.
Your eye.
Look at my eye. By the way, I use
ZocDoc.
What
did we do? What did we do?
Got to get on ZocDoc, and I did it to get a new doctor to help out my eye.
And now your eye is getting better.
It's getting a little bit better. Still looks weird, but it's getting better because ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more.
You know, I've used ZocDoc, which is a big thing for me because I moved to a new neighborhood. I told you this. And now even more than ever, had to go back to a doctor, had to get my eyeball checked out, make sure my statin levels were good. And you can filter on specific preferences. You know, if you're looking for a male doctor, if you're looking for a female doctor, you're looking for a tall doctor, they don't have that. But everything else, all right? And you can even find a same day opening if they have it. Once you find the right doctor, you can actually see their appointments right in front of your face. So how do they get ZocDoc?
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/badfriends
to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/badfriends. ZocDoc.com/badfriends.
Let's take old movies like that and see some of the new comics that could fill those shoes.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting.
Three Amigos.
Oh, my God. Me, you.
No.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, it wouldn't.
I'd like to put us in something because I can't get any work.
I know, me either. But
so can I get some fucking work?
But they would. Imagine a studio.
You and I could do Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and it would be fucking amazing.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, how much more am I Steve Martin to his John Candy? I mean, genuinely.
Yeah.
We'd have to get you off the Ozempic, though.
I'd have to gain weight.
You'd have to gain weight to make it funny.
But don't you think a studio would be like, okay, Three Amigos, let's go to Sudeikis first. Let's go to these kind of people first, or no?
Yeah, but that's fucking boring. And that's not a shot at him.
But that's like, what they would do.
Give me someone. We're making our world.
I'm just saying, from a studio.
What are you, a studio exec now?
Yeah, from a studio exec, I would be like, Santino or Sudeikis. Probably Sudeikis.
All right, let me say this.
Our ecosystem that we're talking about?
Yeah, friends that we know.
All right, so here we go. Three Amigos. Well, you're obviously the Chevy Chase part in fucking...
I mean, that would be what I would want.
Yeah.
Who's Steve Martin then?
Steve Martin would be Nate Bargatze.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then you are Little Nettie Niederlander?
No. There's no way they would pick me.
It's for us. Who are you talking about? We're casting this movie.
No, I'm going to be the bar contender. Freddie Asparagus' part.
Freddie Asparagus.
Yeah.
A smile.
Yeah, smile.
Who would be Little Nettie Niederlander?
Who would be that?
Martin Short, Nettie Niederlander. Who would be him? I want to be Dusty Bottom so bad.
That's a tough.
And who would be Patrice Martinez, the first girl that he falls in love with, that Steve falls in love with? Who would be her?
Oh, shit.
Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson, yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of it's got to be like, who's the most famous Latino comedian?
Angela Johnson.
Oh, Sofia Nino de Rivera. What? Annabelle Ferreira. I mean, I don't know any of these. I mean, Fancy, shouldn't you know?
Sofia Nino de Rivera.
Shut up. It's so annoying. Wow.
Yeah, it'll be her.
Have her on the show. Hey, is this hurricane going to hit Florida or is this bullshit? Let's fucking do more hurricanes. Remember that? When we were kids, I feel like it happened all the time. Hurricane, what is that? Imelda? Forecasters are monitoring Hurricane Imelda, which is, am I saying that right? Imelda.
Why do you think they name it names like that?
And it goes in alphabetical order. Hurricanes are given names to improve public and professional communication, making storms easier to identify, track, and discuss, especially when multiple storms are active. Right, because they've got, sometimes there's three hurricanes going on at the same time.
I like when they combined.
Oh, when they hook up?
Oh, that's my favorite.
When they hook up.
Yeah. When they don't know and then when they combine and they're bigger.
A little horror orgy.
Yeah.
It's a little horror orgy. That's a movie where like six come into one.
Or you have two natural events happen.
Earthquake and...
So two hurricanes that meet, and then an earthquake in the ocean.
Love.
Which causes a tsunami. It just happens,
and
right?
There's a tornado sweeping through the Midwest.
Fires
on the West Coast.
Yeah. And then it just happens at one place.
And then we all die.
No, just it'll happen in...
Rapture.
Rapture.
Oh, yeah, what happened to the rapture?
What happened to the rapture?
What happened to the rapture?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What happened to the rapture?
What happened, though? Did anyone...
It said it's back on.
Was anyone raptured?
Here's a new date the Christians believe in.
Oh, there's a new one?
They got the wrong date.
Wait, it was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
what day was the rapture?
I don't know. But
it was a Tuesday, I think.
Well, let's see. Go down. Let's see. Rapture 2025 prophecy may be expected to occur on the 23rd or 24th.
That's
September.
Right. It didn't happen.
Failed to materialize.
Yeah.
An anticlimax led to dismiss it as a long line of unfulfilled doomsday claims. However... Some believers say it's still coming. South African pastor Joshua Makela, Joshua Makela. I don't know how to say it. It's like Makela.
You know what I did on the 23rd? Right. I was waiting for the rapture. I was in my backyard completely naked. Do you know why I was naked?
Why?
Because when you have your clothes on, it leaves where you left.
I want
that to be a mystery.
Right. Where's Bobby?
Yeah, where's Bobby? I don't want them to know where I, you know what I mean? I feel like if I was raptured, no one would believe it.
I mean, people would think, Bob, you're on one. People are like, he relapsed. He's on one. He's out there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that, like, if people were, right?
And how stupid would I be? I'd be like, you guys don't get it. He was raptured. And they're like, okay, dude, where is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Where,
if you were raptured, do you think people would believe it?
For sure. I'm rapturable, too.
I don't think you're rapturable, dude.
Come on, dude. I keep tempting the rapture. I think come get me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, who would, I don't know, dude.
I'm not rapturable.
I don't. I don't think so. If I'm not rapturable, you're not rapturable.
Well, you're okay. Fine. A person raptured is according to some Christian beliefs when they're a true believer in Jesus Christ.
Okay,
I believe in Jesus.
Me too.
Now you don't.
Oh, damn it! Is that the prerequisite?
Say it again.
Is that the prerequisite?
I love that. I love, and you did it good on that second one.
Is that not how I say it?
That is a prerequisite to being raptured.
Yeah,
you must believe.
But okay, what if I have all the other ones, but except for that one?
Well, you got to talk to the guy. Imagine he gets up to fuck. You know what I mean? He gets up.
What are the conditions about rapture? You have that?
I think it's just that
you got to believe.
That's the only thing.
That's it.
You got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in your heart.
I just did it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I just did it, dude.
Well, you're gonna get raptured.
Yeah,
bud.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think you believe.
Imagine.
Oh wait, no. There's a few.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Give me the few.
Hold on. But imagine we all get raptured and we're waiting in line and. Jesus is like, why is Bobby naked? We all have clothes on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's like,
I'm just like.
And one of the apostles is like, that's a bit he does from his show.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jesus, he's going to give you a pube shot when he gets here. Receive Jesus Christ. You receive him. The fundamental steps to believing in Jesus Christ, accept him as your Lord and Savior, and repent for your sins. Read and study the Bible. No, you don't.
Okay.
Pray and confess. You do. Live a faithful life. You do. Join a healthy church. You don't. Be patient and endure. You do.
Mm.
Is that it? Just six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So understand the event. Know it's coming. So we got to get you to a church is really what it is.
Now, so you do you pray and repent?
I pray.
I pray too.
Yeah, I pray a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I pray for people.
Yeah.
I pray for the show that fancy gets replaced. Okay,
so what else do you do? I've never seen you go to a church.
You don't talk to God?
I've never seen you go to a church.
What do you mean I do? I go to church every Sunday. That's why we can't do the show on Sunday mornings.
Do you really go to church every Sunday morning?
Have I missed? How many Sundays have I missed, McCone? McCone knows.
I mean, none.
Sometimes he comes and watches the dog.
Yeah. Are you kidding me, dude? You go to church every Sunday?
What do you...
Okay, okay. Stop.
Not if we're on the road.
No, stop for a second.
Yeah, we can't
stop
on for a the road because I don't want to go...
Stop for a second.
Okay.
May I speak?
Please.
Okay. That says a lot about our relationship.
Why?
Because you've never invited me and you don't want me to be saved.
Do you know church is at 8 a.m., right?
It doesn't matter. You don't want... At least one time, like, hey bud, you want to go?
Do you think you could get up at 8 to go to church for real? Genuinely.
I go up on Sunday mornings and I go to 3rd and Gardner, which is an early AA meeting. I go to that.
That's at 10:30, you said.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to go 2.5 hours?
But you think I sleep? You think I sleep when I go to 3rd and Gardner? No, I stay up all night.
Well, that's not good.
That's my point. I would go if you try to save me, but you don't want me to go. You don't want me to go to heaven.
I want you to go to heaven.
Yeah, but then why wouldn't you invite me?
Okay, look.
You don't want me saved. That's fucked up, dude.
I want you to go to heaven, but I do think I've already put in a couple of requests and they've been denied.
It's invite only? What do you mean? Request from Jesus?
It's like Raya. Like you can get in, but it's like you got to have a few people to vouch for you. And also if you violate
You've been banned.
You got banned from heaven, bud. But honestly, if you wait a couple weeks, they'll lift the ban.
Can I?
Come with me.
What's the church called?
I'm not telling it on the fucking
air. Okay.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Let's go.
And what do you wear?
A dashiki. What do you mean? You wear street clothes.
Oh, really?
You wear whatever you want. There's no rules to church. That's old school shit. That's old fucking fuddy-duddy.
I'm so shocked that you go to church.
But you can't wear shorts.
Have you ever seen
Jesus don't like knees.
Have you ever seen me wear shorts?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen you. No, that's not true.
On a beach, yes.
We've gone swimming together and I've seen you in shorts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've seen me in, yeah.
I've seen your little thong.
Yeah.
Cute.
Those little black things
little
we wore.
Black thongs? Yeah, yeah. Dude, they were so funny.
Yeah.
That's sexy. That's an album cover? What is that?
It's for the Brea.
Oh, a flyer for Brea.
Mm.
Pretty good.
God, the kid's got a much better body now. I got to tell you, you should reshoot that photo now. Yeah. You should reshoot some of those old, like nudie photos and see what you look like now. God, look at how young the kid is.
Oh my God, look at how young I am.
We want you to be saved. I want you to be saved, and the fans want you to be saved, and I believe you can do it.
Yeah, I want to go. That rapture talk was really scary, and I just
oh, buddy,
I don't
come
want
on.
To be behind.
You're going to be saved. You know why? Because you have a good heart and a good soul. The number one rule, I believe, in all religions is to try to be a good person, and you're a great person, and that is your entry ticket to the afterlife.
Yeah, but I've giggled at a couple of funerals before.
Funerals can be funny.
But they've been in church. Every time I'm in a funeral, I do. There's a laugh attack.
Well, yeah. Who said that they're supposed to be sad?
Yeah.
Why are they sad?
Like, my brother and I were at a funeral once, and we heard a knock. Right?
Is it closed casket?
It was closed casket, but we heard like that, right? And I looked at my brother, and we just collapsed on the ground.
So funny.
Started laughing. You know what I mean?
It's funny.
I know, but still, you're not supposed to laugh. Do you ever have a laugh fit
sometimes
where you're not supposed
to laugh?
Sometimes
I laugh when I'm uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
You know, like, I learned something the other day that dimorphous expression is the phenomenon of displaying two contradictory expressions or actions in response to a single intense emotion, such as crying when happy or feeling the urge to squeeze a cute object. Yeah, sometimes you feel so overwhelmed, you do something you usually wouldn't. I laugh sometimes when I want to cry.
Yeah.
You know?
When feelings are too emotional for me.
Dude, dimorphous expression.
I've never even heard of that before.
What's up, San Diego? We're dimorphous expression. Just bawling while they play. What's up?
Dimorphous expression. That's a great band name.
Or it's a great album.
Yeah.
Dimorphous.
Yeah.
Dimorphous expression. I've literally never learned it. We're learning new shit.
Yeah.
I had someone I know, they had someone in their family do assisted suicide.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of crazy. Well, because usually people that do it because they have a terminal illness. And they're like, well, I don't want this to get progressively worse. I want to say goodbye. But this is kind of a crazy story. The person, like, threw themselves a goodbye party or whatever. You know, these living funerals is like a big thing that people do now.
Yeah.
But they kept pushing back the date of the, because they, you know, had a couple of, like, secondaries of, like, maybe I don't want to, let's move it back a little bit.
What do you mean?
Like, they kept changing the date of the assisted suicide because they kind of had probably a few good weeks or something. It's fucked up because don't you think after you do that, you'd be like, all right, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
If I bailed once, I'm out. I don't know if I could go through with it.
Yeah. That's a dark thing.
It's crazy. I'm not, it's just like, it's hard.
I don't know how to spin this, but yeah.
Spin it.
Pretty dark.
Spin it. You got it. I know it's in there.
Yeah. I don't like physical pain.
You don't want to experience any physical pain.
I think once the physical pain is just, even if morphine or any of these drugs stop working,
yeah,
I feel like I'm going to move on.
You ever had morphine?
Like when I was in Vietnam?
Like a drip.
Yeah.
Like a drip.
On the field, yeah.
Like a drip.
Yeah.
You've had a drip in a hospital
bed? Yeah.
Dude, they gave me that shit when I had my torn ligaments in my leg.
Wow.
Yum. It's unfucking real. You feel...
It's warm. I mean,
oh, it's warm sunshine.
Yeah.
It makes me go heroin. Yes.
It's not surprising why people are addicted to all these, you know, opiates.
No, of course not. Morphine drip is the continuous intravenous administration of the opioid pain medication morphine. IV, dog. Drip, drip, drop. A drip, drip, drip with that drip, drip, drip. I got that drip. I got that drip. Just two IVs in my arms. I got that drip, drip, drip. I'm just drooling.
Wow.
It does feel good, dude.
It does feel good.
It's bad news bears. You know, when you get on it, you know, they're like, be careful, because it's fun.
You know what? I think in the last 5 years of my life, when I'm 70, I think I'm going to do it.
70? The last five? That's the... What are you talking about?
I think I'm 75. I'm done.
You're living past 80.
So I'm 70. I think I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to liquidate everything, and I'm just going to shoot heroin.
Please don't.
Yeah, or fentanyl. There's a new fentanyl. There's a super fentanyl, right? But I think I'm just going to boom, boom. You can come over to my little apartment. I'm going to downsize.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna drip my way into heaven.
Super fentanyl.
There's a new fentanyl, dude. Super fentanyl.
Carfentanil. Extreme potency. Synthetic opioid estimated to be 100 times more potent than fentanyl. 10,000 times more potent than morphine. Damn, dude.
It's on the streets now.
Give that to me in the hospital, dog. They're like, Andrew, you just have a paper cut. I'm like, I need it.
Who took fentanyl? Was like, nah, it's not enough. You know what I mean?
Well, probably because they're fucking used to it. Their tolerance is too high.
Do a little extra fentanyl then.
No, that's not going to work. Listen, Charlie Sheen was like, I was banging 7 gram rocks. I was like, fucking go.
Yeah.
He couldn't get enough.
That was the greatest documentary.
I love that documentary. We were talking about that for days. Dude, yeah. It's so good.
That documentary, what a life. And the thing that got him sober was like incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy he did. Sheensies, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen. Did you see Jason Bateman's new show, Black Rabbit?
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's very good. And Jude Law.
Yeah.
Jude Law, so good.
Yeah. And the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, everyone's saying great.
So good.
A lot of people are saying it's good, but I've seen a little bit of other sides. I've seen people say they don't like it.
Yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You want to go watch it?
I'll go.
Yeah. Let's do it this week.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'd
love to.
Would you watch it again?
I'm gonna go watch it again.
Wow.
Oh, you are? Because you have no life.
I like going to movies.
Are you dating anybody right now, or are you single?
I'm single.
You taking anybody out on dates?
No, I like to go to movies by myself because I can get a better seat.
Yeah, I agree. I do like going to movies as well by myself, but you're not seeing anybody at all, huh?
Maybe so often I'll go on a date, but I don't know.
You know, why don't you be honest? Because you talked to me that how badly you want to have love. You're like interested badly in love.
The problem is that people now watch the show, so.
God, fancy.
Yeah.
You know, I will get you back to Spain pretty fast. Keep that vibe up.
Yeah, I don't like watching movies with somebody because I get influenced by them.
Yeah.
If they laugh or if they, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be sitting next to somebody. Like, I was watching Superman with, like, three other people. My brother, Dumbfounded, and Gene. Mm. And I'm watching it. I'm like, I'm trying to get into it.
What's that combined IQ in that room? Sorry. I'm trying to get into it.
Fuck you, dude. This is my friend group, dude. And family. What the fuck?
Your brother, Dumbfounded.
Gene Hong is.
Yeah, he's get you over 100.
Yeah, yeah. And I turn to my brother, and my brother just goes.
Yeah.
As soon as he did that, I was like, oh, it's bad.
Yeah. No, that's just.
And then it ruined the whole thing.
I know.
You know what I mean? Or like somebody will just be like, their eyes closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took my dad to Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
Sleeping.
Dude. Because he had never seen the first one or the third one, right? Because the third one wasn't out. And I just remember just opening my you know, what's going on, right? Like, in the beginning.
Just watch.
Yeah, and then like 5 minutes in, he's just deep and asleep. He's gone.
Yeah, but he works a lot.
He has no interest in, you know what I mean,
What was he interested in?
He's never seen a movie. You know, my dad was one of those immigrants that was like, he doesn't know what music is. I've talked about this before.
I know, but it's so funny. Not his music.
He doesn't know what music is.
You turn it on. He's like, ha!
I mean, that's, yeah. But right before he died, right, I had AirPods.
The translation ones? The new ones?
No. And he was like.
They finally communicated.
I know what you're saying. After all those years.
I love Radiohead. Yeah, in rainbows is amazing. Yeah,
what you put
weird fishes? What's this? I know.
Yeah.
So he, we put in Eric Clapton.
Reckoner. Sorry.
Yeah, Reckoner. Okay, yeah. We put Eric Clapton in. What's that song?
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven.
Oh God.
Put it in. We play it. Never heard music before in his life. Now, I mean, obviously, he's in the elevator in a mall. He hears it in the ambiance of it.
Pure Leben.
Pure Leben.
Your dad dies. He gets to the pearly gates. Yeah. He's like, Pure Leben. I'm sorry, sir. What do you keep singing a song?
Yeah.
Did he smile through the song? Did he
no,
like it?
And he's like, we play, and he's like kind of sitting there, and then. A single tear.
No.
I swear to God.
That's so sweet.
Comes out of his face. And it was the first time he ever. Would you know
my name? If I saw you, heaven.
Go. You take the next one.
Would it be the same if I saw you in heaven? I must be strong.
Is that how it goes?
I must be strong and carry on. Cause I know I don't be wrong here in heaven.
Brother, and this is about his kid falling out a window?
Yeah, we didn't explain that to him. He was doing cocaine on a balcony. I don't know what the story was. Was he doing cocaine? I don't know.
He loved cocaine traditionally. He wrote a song about it.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
It's about his son falling out of a fucking 53rd story apartment.
How do you move on after that?
God.
How do you move on after
53
that?
53 floors like this. No! I mean, so long.
That's...
So many
the
stories.
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
It's so Christ. Long. How long is that? That's a long time.
Long time, man. No. No, my God.
No. That's forever. So fun, too. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Whoa. Look who's here. Come on in, Prince. Sit down in these chairs. Hey.
You could have came in and mugged you. Hi, boys.
Did you guys lock the door? No, we left it open for you. What's wrong with that? You don't like that? I
can't sit. Jack Black did it.
Yeah, Jack Black.
ShipStation. Chugga. We go to ShipStation. We have an online store, and you know, since the inception of Bad Friends, we've been using ShipStation, and we love it.
We really do. If you run an e-commerce business, you know customer reviews are of an enormous impact on your business, and you need scalable features to help ensure accuracy. You get shipments to their door faster and wow your customers. You want to keep them.
Automate your workflow, save time, and reduce human error through an unlimited number of ways to automate the fulfillment process.
That's right. Best-in-class carrier savings, discounts up to 90% off rates on all global major carriers. Centralize your fulfillment operations all in one place with a 400-store carrier and tool integration. It's amazing.
90% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
That's exactly right. We've been using ShipStation for a long time. We're going to use them for an even longer time to get you what you want from us. So wow your customers and get rave reviews with cheaper, faster, and better shipping. Upgrade to ShipStation today to get a 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com/badfriends.
There's no credit card or contract required, and you can cancel anytime.
That's ShipStation.com/badfriends. Cash app. Hey, man.
I want to feel safe when I'm transferring money.
And I didn't feel safe. I used a competitive app years ago, and I got hacked.
Yeah.
Okay? And that was so annoying because someone was renting a boat in Florida, and my bank was like, are you in Florida? I was like, no, I'm in L.A.
Well, I needed that boat, dude.
You did need that boat. No, and thanks to Cash App, they have high-end security that keeps you and your money safe, that protects you the way you deserve. When you get the Cash App card, not only do you get access to a ton of perks like benefits, exclusive early access to nationwide concerts, pre-sales, or discounts on popular brands, but you also have extra security with the power to instantly lock or unlock your card right from your phone in one tap. I wish I had that.
Turn on your security lock in your Cash App settings now to keep your account and your information safer than ever, and pay attention to scam warnings if sending money to someone new.
With Cash App, you can spend, save, and live your life knowing your money is right where you left it. With advanced built-in security, protections you count on, and help when you need it, spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or at cash.app/card. For a limited time only, our new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash.
For real, just download Cash App, use our exclusive referral code, SECURE10, in your profile, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App.
Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Instant discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Incorporated brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Is your hair wet or just greasy?
Wet. Okay. Out of the shower.
Okay.
You look good, though. Look at the lettuce on the kid.
Hey, don't get defensive.
He's doing all right.
Let's ask you a fucking question, man.
Your hair looks good, too. Looks nice.
Well, I feel like...
It does. You cut it. It looks stylish.
Introduce our fucking guest.
And you look thick.
Kevin Ryan, H. Foley from Are You Garbage?
Hey. Give them a
round of ladies and gentlemen, Are You Garbage is in the house.
Thank you.
Love the chair.
Happy to be here. Much.
Do you like the chair?
Hate the chair.
Why do you hate the chair?
Because I'm a fat pig. I feel like Biggie.
This is what Biggie felt like his whole career.
Uh-huh. Give me the loot.
Someone trying to kill him.
That's the one phrase he knows. I'm not kidding. He says that every week.
It's the only thing I know.
That's great. Because that came off quick. I was like, damn, Bobby's a fucking.
Yeah.
Why do you say mean, diminutive stuff about yourself?
Yeah, dude.
I'm all fatty.
You're successful now.
You feel, are you bigger than you were before?
I'm actually going on the way down. I started Zepbound, 6 weeks ago?
What's it called?
Zepbound.
Zepbound.
Yeah.
Is it like Ozempic and Wegovy?
Yeah, me too.
You are?
You on it?
I'm down 40 pounds.
What do you mean? You always look good, though. I've never
seen you. I blew up.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm down 30.
You look great.
Yeah.
You're down 30.
Can you see?
Yeah.
I told you that as soon as I came in. The hair looks good. You look thin. Look Hollywood.
You're 30, like 35 pounds this guy's got off now. 35.
30. 30. Congrats, yeah, thanks.
What'd you get the biggest where you were at?
Probably like 250.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
How tall are you? 5?
Probably 5'11". Probably like right on, smidge under 6.
What?
Wow.
250?
I was big.
Okay, I as many times
I was boozing a lot.
Oh. Boozing, eating good food.
It's like, you know. You know? Yeah.
You have the roundest eyes I've ever seen.
Thanks, bud. You, not so much. Yeah.
Zingers! Bring them out. Bring them out.
And Foley, your eyes are pretty Asian-y.
Really?
To me, right, yeah, it's more Japanese. It's more Ronin.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a bigger samurai.
I like that.
Yeah.
I will say, if you gain weight, it does smush your eyes a little bit. When you lose some fucking weight, those things are going to be big.
Yeah.
Beautiful eyes.
Yeah. Are you thinking about getting the injection?
What do you mean injection?
Oh, no, you're already on it?
I'm on it, yeah.
Is it the same thing as Ozempic and...
Sorry. No, it's different. Yeah. The side effects aren't as bad, and it's...
Zepbound is a brand name for the prescription medication... Tirzepatide, used for a chronic weight. Okay, let's go down to, let's see what the side effects are. Generally considered safe when used as a directed, but comes with a potential side effects: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. You already have all these.
You got all that stuff to begin with. Yeah. You know, that's how I look at it.
And it made me gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I like guys. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I like it.
And then you guys are sharing hotel rooms. Fatigue and hair loss. You got a lot of lettuce. Who cares? You're fine.
The constipation I have a problem with.
Brutal.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Brutal.
It's brutal.
Metamucil for it.
Yeah.
The combat.
They'll be good 3 days. Remember that I celebrated?
Oh, yeah. It was three. No. Yeah, 3 days.
3 days. And I sent you a poop photo.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, but it was a celebration.
Saved it. Printed it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of relationship we have.
You get clogged up?
On this, not so bad. The Ozempic, it was brutal. It was like I was getting chemo. That's why I had to stop.
Did you throw up too?
Oh
I was so throwing up.
Ozempic was awful.
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 Nauseous.
Now, you're on it too, huh?
Same buddy, thing? I don't have a fucking one side effect. I'm humming. It's great.
On Zepbound or on...
Zepbound.
You guys are both on it. Yeah. You guys sponsored by it? Do a read real fast into the camera.
Are you a fat piece of shit? Do you have no self-control?
Do you want to see your dick look a little bit bigger? Get on Zepbound.
Hey, man.
Does your dick look bigger?
No, same size.
Okay. Really? You don't get it? There's no more life in it?
30 pounds, 25 pounds came out of my penis. I had a very thick penis. Yeah.
Sorry to hear.
It was spam can.
You can't change that. You know what I mean? That's you know,
hey,
it's genetic.
No, as you lose weight, it looks bigger. Mine's starting to look a little bigger.
You've seen that Sydney Sweeney commercial. He's like, my genes are Asian.
You know, I don't like it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't like what we're doing right now.
I'm not making funny. I got a small piece myself.
I don't have a small piece. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Me
I
either.
Yeah, yeah,
either.
Wait. I don't have one. That's the thing.
I know. Yeah, you know me too.
For my body structure?
Sure.
Very good. Okay? Like, you know, like Spud Webb.
Okay.
Your dick and jump high? What are there,
you I'm just saying.
There's no chance.
Obviously, Spud Webb is not going to have Shaquille O'Neal's.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he
Historically,
does.
Historically, you've never heard of this?
Yeah.
This guy has a fucking pipe. It fell out of his shorts one time when he was dunking.
The confidence you need to jump that high as a little guy.
Yeah. 100%. How tall was Spud Webb?
He's got a big one.
5'6". 5'6".
Okay. 5'6".
Wow.
God, what the man, huh?
He was great.
Twitter's been feeding me a lot of Asian porn lately. I don't know why.
Oh, Twitter's feeding you?
Amen. Yeah. Right. Amen.
He's obsessed that there's like full blown porn on Twitter. It's crazy. It. He's so like good. All over.
You know, there's porn on the internet.
I know, it's but crazy. Something about Twitter, it's great.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Why do you like it awesome. So much? You think just because it's like you're reading about news and disastrous shit and then you get off to a little Asian foot thing?
I don't know. It's awesome. I love it.
What's your favorite kind?
Of porn?
Yeah.
Of Asian.
Ooh. Of Asian?
Yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese, Korean. And then
wait. Chinese. Japanese goes number one?
Of course.
In terms of porn.
Oh. Like,
Japanese is always number one. Everybody knows.
No.
Japanese girls?
Super anime. Japanese has always been number one.
Right,
they've been number one forever.
Then Korean.
K-pop's making a move, though.
Yeah. It is making a move.
Not good enough.
That girl, Rose, is beautiful.
The who?
Singer Rose. You know what I'm talking about?
Why are you looking at me? Like, I know everything?
Like, he's a fucking expert in every Japanese porn star?
Yeah.
What is it called? Rose what?
Her name's Rose. She does the song with Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Apata. Bobby, you don't know this?
Yeah.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
You like
gorgeous.
Her.
Gorgeous.
Great singer, too.
Would you leave your wife for her?
Absolutely. Yeah. Throw it all away right
nice,
now.
Nice.
Would you really throw it away? Kevin, how about you?
What? No.
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 Now, yeah. You're not going to leave your wife for Rose?
No.
Number one girl.
And of course I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
Taylor Swift.
What, Kev?
What?
You would?
I wouldn't. No.
You don't like Asian girls?
No, I do like Asian. I've dated an
Asian.
I think we talked about it before, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, white's number one on your list, isn't it? you always say keep it white. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Keep it white, baby.
No.
You're married to a white.
I'm married to a white. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's a good looking. She's a good looking.
Yeah,
gal.
I'm not. I'm questioning that. I'm questioning the racism.
He just did the Trump thing. She's a good looking. she's very good looking.
Look at her. She's good.
What's been going on with the dogs? I haven't seen you guys in a long time. On tour, running around.
On tour, the back on the block tour. Getting by is what we're doing.
What are you talking about? You guys are cruising.
We're getting
rough summer. We had a rough summer.
Why'd you tour in the summer?
We didn't tour in the summer. We were off. Kippy had a baby.
Oh, congratulations. Thank you. First one?
Yeah, first one.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
The white one, too.
Let's guess the name.
Yeah.
We'll do
Donovan.
Yeah. That's really good.
A big McNabb guy.
Yeah.
Chad.
You're attacking my whiteness?
Yeah. No, because you're an artist, so I'm an artist. Yeah, it's gonna be a little artsy.
I call a guy fat for a living.
Yeah.
And I used to be able to.
Yeah.
You call him fat. I do the Asian thing.
Devin.
Devin.
Kevin and Devin.
Devin's good.
Yeah. What is it?
What?
The baby's name.
Marcus.
Marcus. No, we went with Dan.
Dan. Daniel.
Dan.
Daniel.
Daniel.
You went with Dan.
Daniel.
Why?
He was gonna go with Earthquake.
I don't know that.
I ain't never met a bitch named Condoleezza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a hard struggle to come up with that?
Irish. It's an old Irish fucking thing.
That's how we do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
That's some Irish pig old shit.
But it's not like I'm going to fucking name my kid Chong.
Should.
Chong Lee.
Ching and Chong would be amazing.
Yeah.
Good name. Good boy. Strong
Thanks.
Lad.
It's a family name.
You going to do this whole fucking game where people are like, he's in the top birth percentile of his, all that bullshit?
He's a big fat
He's already done
this. Yeah, see? I know. That's what they do.
99. He's 99.
Well, let me guess the weight. The weight was...
Him? 450.
The weight of Dan, your
Went
boy...
Went full term.
At born, I don't remember. I don't know any of the numbers.
What?
Yeah. I don't
Fuck.
Remember.
But H, when you look at the baby,
uh-huh.
Do you feel like
Does
family?
It look like you?
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't look at me.
Does it feel like do you love the baby? I mean, he's your
love
best friend,
baby.
Right? One of your best
love
friends.
Love the baby.
Yeah.
Adorable Irish baby.
So if Kevin passed away,
uh-huh.
would you
I always love coming to talk to these guys.
Would you take care?
It was a good time.
He wouldn't let me.
So who's the godfather? Don't you have a godfather?
Not yet.
You got to pick somebody.
It's got to be.
I'm going to go with my brother.
No. Yeah. It's got to be. Let me push for age.
No, he's got
to
be his brother.
No, I would love to hear this. Please state your case, Mr.
Mr. What? You were going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, Chong or whatever it is.
Say Mr. Okay. Bobby Lee, my good dear friend.
Okay. I don't know your brother, so this is tough.
He's on that super fentanyl we were talking about earlier. Yeah.
Would you give me your kid if you passed away?
Well, I mean, he would be first in line.
Yeah, he's not him.
Yeah.
What do you mean? My relationship with him, you don't have the same relationship with H?
I do.
But I'm not Andrew.
That would be like.
I don't even know what that means.
What is going on?
That would be like if Andrew left his kid with you.
I would.
Yeah, Andrew would leave.
I would leave my kid with him.
I leave my kid with him.
Okay.
Yeah, and he would be my godfather.
I would leave my kid with him, but not the other way.
Yeah. So what's your fucking problem?
Because he has better prospects.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm an idiot. I'm a moron.
You're my only prospect.
You're not a moron, buddy. There's no chance.
I don't know. It seems like they're turning against me. You don't seem like a moron.
You're not a moron, dude. I'll ask you some questions. Name me a state and city in Kansas.
And see, the question
Kansas city.
Is confusing.
That's Kansas a bit of a city. Trick question.
Yeah. Huh?
Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly. So, boom.
Capital of California.
Fuck. It's not L.A. It's...
Starts with an S.
Stop. Sacramento.
Yeah. There it is.
There we go.
Capital.
You know what? Take my baby.
Thanks, buddy.
I knew that's all it took.
I would want that, but no, it'd be bad.
Do you have kids? You don't have kids.
No kids.
Ask me a question.
What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh.
No.
Oh, fuck. Do you know?
Name something that comes with hot pot.
Hot pot?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Pretty good.
Very thank you.
All right.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah.
We tried this one time. We did the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We lost. Failed every fucking question.
Yeah, we did it on Patreon.
But are you guys college graduates?
Yeah.
Which
I
one?
Am. I went to Temple University.
Ooh, that's a good school. Wow. What about you?
I flunked out sophomore year.
God is good.
Wow.
Where?
Widener University. Shout out to
wow.
him.
Wow.
Played football.
Hey. Widener?
Yeah, Widener's awesome.
All right.
You know it?
I went to Skinnier.
Our rivals. I hated those bastards. Yeah.
We beat you guys all the time.
Could never catch them.
The game's over, I guess. No, I went to Arizona State, dude. I'm a fucking... Dumbo Bumbo.
Yeah, it's a big dummy.
People always say that. That in Arizona. I think they're awesome schools.
No, well, they're fun.
Hot chicks.
It's a party school.
The one have like a lazy river. That was like always the big thing.
It was a great rumor. And they also said 90% acceptance rate. Let's go.
That's pretty good. Can you check Temple Universities?
Yeah, it's got to be like 30. Yeah. I bet it's under 50.
No, it's
really?
They have like, they claim they have like 500,000 students. They have like
what?
The biggest.
Oh, you're just as high as us. Too.
Wow.
Hey, what's the school? What school has the highest acceptance rate? Do that. I want to know what that is. Let's take a guess. My guess would be Florida State.
Yeah.
It's got to be a state.
No, but it's like
Penn State, maybe.
No, they just have so many.
Oh yeah, College of Staten Island. Yes.
SUNY. Yeah, that makes
sense. SUNY's like that.
98%
rate. University of Mississippi is cited with a 98%. So everyone could go to Mississippi.
So if I was denied at Dixie University, am I?
Bobby, did you
kill myself?
No,
I didn't go to college.
I didn't get one to nothing.
Why would he need to? Look at this, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a brainiac, dude. Ask me anything.
He was already
brainiac.
Potatoes, hot pot. Hot
weren't
pot.
You already working like right after high school?
Yeah, in a sweatshop. Yeah, making Nikes. Is that what you're saying?
In fact, yeah, he made those.
I made those.
Yeah.
Well, they're a little. I got some notes for you.
No, you were already cruising in entertainment a little.
No,
bit,
no,
right?
No. I started at 23.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I from high school to 23, no future. Almost die.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because
I had no future. I had no idea what I was going to do.
You guys got six guys on the road with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you talking? Videographer, producer,
videographer,
manager?
We got a guy, Diops, we call him. Director of operations. He gave himself that title.
Okay.
He pretty much drives the van and stuff. Nah, he's our boy, Ryan D.
Carlos.
He's great. We got him. We got two openers and a producer. And then
two openers. Comics that we might know or no?
Yeah. Colin Chamberlain and Sam Rubinoff.
So no,
us right now,
like New York guys, Colin Chamberlain and Sam Rubinoff.
Colin works with Jessica Kirsten a lot,
and Sam is Jewish.
Yes. Sam is Jewish. Yes.
You have a resident, you got to have one.
You got to have.
If you're operating in L.A., you got to have a Jew.
Trust me, I know.
No,
you guys do the bus when you're on the road or no?
We have, we've done the bus.
Fuck that.
I kind of like the bus. You don't like
love
it?
We'll never do that shit ever again.
We love it.
This guy had night terrors every fucking night.
You got a bad hang.
Fuck? Yeah. I loved it.
No, dude, I'd rather just go to the hotel, get a nice hotel.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
You don't like waking up in the new city?
No, I like waking up in a nice hotel bed instead of listening to this guy scream bloody murder every fucking night and then him up till 5:30 playing video games and peeing every fucking night.
Yeah, he does.
Jesus.
Yeah. Bobby!
I put in the bus. Yeah.
Rule number one.
That's not the bus. That's the squad. You guys got to fucking step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Nah, honestly, fuck this whole team. Yeah, you don't know.
You got a weak crew.
My favorite is with Bert. Being on the bus with Bert.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He's got nine buses.
I sleep like a baby when
I almost died. Remember, I fell off the fucking bus.
That's insane.
You guys did that tour with him?
No, we weren't on that. But that was national headline. I saw that on fucking.
Well, he posted
CNN
about it so he could cancel shows. Unfortunately, Bobby, we will not be performing tonight.
I'll be back in 2026.
What the fuck happened?
I cut to my rib.
All right, so I was on the top bunk. It was pitch black, like 3 a.m.
Which he shouldn't be in the first place.
Now you're a bottom bunk guy.
I also asked people, hey, can I get the bottom? I have little legs.
That's on.
They're like, no, I claimed it.
That's fucked up.
Like bully shit.
Wait, who else was on that bus?
Shame on you.
Yeah. So I'm on the top bunk, right? It's pitch black. I don't know where. We're in the middle of the south somewhere. Driving, right? Yeah. I open up the curtain, right? And I have to go to the bathroom. So I take my hand, but I can't see it, to brace myself on the opposite side of the other bunk, the ledge, and I miss it. And I fall forward, and I hit my mouth on the fucking thing.
This guy thinks he's going to reach across the bus. These arms are like a foot long.
Jesus.
Got
Christ.
T-Rex arms.
Yeah. Did anybody wake up?
What?
Anybody wake up?
No one woke up, and I was on the ground. I was knocked unconscious.
They woke up. They were like, eh.
You got knocked out?
Yeah, and there was just blood everywhere.
Jeez.
So I go to the front of the bus. I sit there, and I go to the driver, and I go, I think I need to go to the hospital. And he goes, no, man, we're 7 hours away. I'm bleeding. I think I need stitches. No, 7 hours, dude.
Oh, I fucking.
And I start testing Bert. Everybody, no one replies.
Everyone's asleep.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there, just in a pool of blood for like hours. It was fucking terrible.
Crazy.
Yeah, get a paper towel, put some ice on it, suck it up.
I did all that. What do you think, dude?
Did you need stitches?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh,
that's I got like a bunch of stitches and
three. You got three.
I knew a bunch was a big three. Thing. Yeah.
Wait. What do you mean?
Well, he said you didn't get 15. You got three.
I got a lot.
Three.
More.
No.
What's it say in the lawsuit?
What?
45 stitches,
right.
Broken neck.
And you know what was great? And this is Bert and the whole team.
Leanne.
Leanne, yeah, the whole team.
The squad. Love the squad.
Love the squad.
Best. And they were like, you know, obviously go home. But they paid me for the gigs.
Oh, great.
Which is so
cool.
That's
what he liked the most.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every time we go on tour, he's going to fall off the bunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't put a phone.
That's getting off cheap. They're probably worried you're going to fucking...
I would never do it. Even if I died, I wouldn't do it.
Not to Bert and Leanne. There's other people we would
I love
sue,
them so much.
But not them.
No
you
way.
Can't sue them.
You no. can't, you can't meet better people.
No, they're probably... They're
the
probably
best.
Two of the best people I've ever...
Leanne, oh my, come on. She's
yeah,
the best.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's so funny, though? The bus thing, our driver, that was also, that guy was a fucking lunatic.
We had a lunatic.
Mega Man, what the fuck was his nickname? He had like a, it was like a superhero nickname. One night I wake up, because the bus is like, you know, this, and I'm like, dude, what's going on? I walk up there and I pop up the curtain open, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I pop off the buttons. This motherfucker is going off on his wife. Do you remember this?
That's
he's
awesome.
Yelling at this dude.
That's awesome.
He's like, that's what I fucking said. Because that when that's how it is to fucking be. And he's yelling into his headset mic. And so I was like, he's
that's
wide awake. Awesome. So I yeah. clipped the button back on, went back and laid it. I thought he might be dozing.
That dude's not going to sleep for six more hours.
No.
So he's locked in.
We'll see you later, Salt Lake City. We'll be there.
Fucking bitch.
I hated it though.
We had one that broke down. We did like Route 66.
Oof.
And we had one that broke down. And barely made the gig, like pulled in as like, you know.
Oh, no, see?
It was, we had to sleep on the bus just parked in Tulsa or something. Like,
yeah, that was
in
scary.
A sketch, like behind the venue because he couldn't get the bus started.
Did you guys go to Memphis by any chance?
Nah. Huh.
We'll never.
Why you can bring up Memphis?
I fucking hated it.
It was PTSD.
They like would, the venue, like the show?
We tanked shit in a way we've never
I bombed
you
so
catch
hard.
That. They had that just happened.
Really?
No. The city of Memphis is also
a special kind of bomb. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. Couple years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, it was so bad. We've stayed. We were on the Elvis's. We were on Graceland. We played fucking the Graceland stages. And we're thinking, this is the best. Dude, we're at the fucking Elvis.
Lay up.
Dude, nope. Tank shit. And then we were also like, can we go get something to eat? And they're like, I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
It's not the nicest area. And I was like, really? Well, we're hungry. That was the room.
You guys don't have bad gigs?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
every once in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Worst gig, say, what's the city?
They're not going to name a city.
No, that you tanked the hardest in.
Okay. On the tour, what was that? Where were we?
It was that one that we pulled into. It wasn't Salt Lake. Mm-mm. Somewhere down there in the Southwest.
Like a Denverish kind of town, but in, I think, Arizona.
What was Phoenix? Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff.
Flagstaff,
yeah.
There it is.
We
Flagstaff.
Fucking, I mean, yeah. It was like, we were like Flagstaff on a Wednesday.
Oh,
fucking
wow.
Sold light.
Is that the venue?
That was the one we played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Flagstaff got you.
It was soft. It was one of those things they ended up like they had a good time and like, but we just.
I can tell you our fans in Memphis did not have a good time.
Yeah.
Not with us.
We just didn't love it.
Flag's also pretty beautiful. A lot of whites like to go up there and get married and shit.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
A lot of cash up there.
One thing we did do to circumvent the bus, because one of the buses is very.
Circumvent? What does that mean?
Go around.
Okay.
Use big words around my friend, man.
My apologies.
Being condescending.
My apologies.
Let us reiterate.
That staff's pretty good. They had that. So they had circumvent up.
Yeah, yeah.
Find a way around.
Those are good.
We bought a very nice, the nicest conversion van we could buy, and we kind of use that as the tour bus. Like we'll do runs, diops. Our boy Ryan D will drive it out to Michigan. He'll pick us up at the airport in Michigan, and then that's we're cruising around in that for the week.
Wait, why Michigan?
Or like wherever the runs.
Oh, I was like, yeah, you guys aren't living. Are you guys living in New York? Where do you live?
Queens.
Queens kids, both of you?
No, I got a Manhattan.
You're not getting that.
And I'm on the island.
Yeah, you're not getting that Austin itch, huh?
Nah.
The heat would kill me.
Yeah, true. Genuinely, yeah. That'd be
literally. You guys dread being here? Not bad friends, but in L.A.
No, I love L.A. I don't have any of that shit that other people
good.
Say.
That's what I like about you.
I don't like it. It's, you know, it's vapid.
Hey, Droop.
Get the check, please.
What's up, Droop?
I love it.
I don't hate it. I'm not one of those guys. I just don't love it. It's just not, I enjoy love my it. Time out here. I like seeing I my
it.
Friends.
Yeah. I get it.
We
though.
Stay, we got a fucking very nice house in the hills. We're having a big, the whole
Ooh, you rented a crib for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about? Nice. Huh?
Nice property.
Good
real
place
nice
to OD
property.
At.
So Airbnb? Nice.
Airbnb? Airbnb. Looked it up on Zillow, $6.5 million.
Well, how long are you in town for? Let me get that right. Let me say it again.
Circumvent.
Circumvent. How long are you guys in town for?
Until Thursday.
Yeah, we were here Saturday to Thursday.
We called you. You didn't answer.
Yeah, he loves taking people to dinner.
I was looking for your car in the parking lot to see what you were whipping around in.
I don't drive anymore, man. Not after the accident.
What accident?
You don't hear about his accident? He almost died.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude.
Is that true?
I hit.
You're fucking with me.
No, dude.
I hit a
couple. Look at his eye.
Look at my eye. My eye's all fucked up. I hit a couple.
I was pink eye. I've seen that all.
It was bad. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault, though.
Well, I mean, I was drinking, but yeah, it was.
All right. Easy does it.
No, it's not funny.
Why would you joke about
it? No, I shouldn't joke about it. Shouldn't joke about it.
I mean, he almost died, dude.
No.
Yeah, dude. It's in fucking Hollywood Reporter.
Hollywood Reporter brought it up.
A deadline.
Pull it up. Let's see if
that's my. That's my ticket there from the hospital.
Yep.
Holy shit.
It was really bad, dude. It was really bad.
Did you get knocked out?
Yeah, dude. I was there for 3 days at the hospital. It was fucking terrible.
I don't remember anything for almost a week.
Yeah.
Almost a week, like 5 days.
What was this?
Dude, he was hooked up with machines. It was insane.
A month and a half ago?
He's lying.
No, dude.
He's lying.
Hey, you know what?
Let me see the Hollywood Reporter.
No, here's.
I would have heard this.
We are going to pull it up, but here's already.
Once they type it up.
No, what I'm going to say.
The domain.
Hey, Kevin, will you listen?
Nope. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
I got excited.
Right now, you have sad eyes.
You just complimented him.
Yeah, but hey, I know, but they're drooping, they're sad, and I don't like it.
He's right? Tired.
Anyway, so what I'm going to say is, before we look it up, I want to say this, all right? Already, will you look at me right now? I'm not done talking.
Go.
All right? We told you a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you doubted it.
That's right, yeah.
Sure.
Which means there's division between our teams.
That's right, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're not cohesive.
No, we're just not suckers.
Yeah.
We know what you two are up to. We lie all the time.
There you go. Comedian Andrew Santino formally said that he crashed his Kia Sorento. Mm-hmm. Incident appears to have been minor.
2001.
2021.
It was a 2021 Kia Sorento. That's wrong.
He's been in the hospital for 3, 4, 5 years.
And I'm there every day.
I was only there for 3 days.
Yeah.
Out of those 4 years, Dan.
That was one of my favorite bits. I always kept saying I got
really good, though.
I crashed a Kia Sorento.
Yeah.
People fucking, for some reason, if you said you got in a car accident, you're like, yeah, dude, I crashed my old Kia Sorento. People are like, damn. Like, they buy it right away.
Yeah.
I don't know why the car validates the accident.
I was going to make fun of you for driving a Kia.
Even I was back a Kia,
what
man.
Do you drive, fat, flashy guy?
I drive a...
You live in Queens. You don't have a car. Do you have a car?
Yeah, I got a Jeep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's better Cherokee. Than a Kia?
For
Hot
sure.
shot?
Yeah. No. I have a question. Bobby, yeah. Are you dating anybody? Can you talk about that or no? Okay. Good.
No. I'm absorbing what you're asking.
Uh huh.
And I'm going to answer you properly.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Very great. Nice.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of shit because they're white women.
Okay.
Okay.
They're all white women.
So you're dating casually. You're not
all
into
white
relationship.
Women.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And my Asian, friends and family are going, "What's up, dude?"
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't. Those were the ones that like me.
Who? What do your friends and family say? What?
What's up, dude?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are they Mexican?
No, that's
some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but they go.
Do other Asian celebrities give you shit for that kind of stuff?
They don't talk to him.
No.
No. You look at Steven Yeun.
Uh huh.
He's nice Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
John Cho, nice Asian woman.
Yeah.
I can't.
What's your problem?
Because those Asian women find me to be unclean, which I'm not.
Uh-huh. Very clean man.
Excuse me?
You're a very clean man.
Yeah, but people think, but based on my online presence or whatever, that I'm a dirty fucker, right?
The
I'm
booger eating and stuff like that.
What?
The booger eating and stuff like that.
Well, have you not?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never done it.
Me either.
Never once.
You've eaten your boogers.
I've eaten my boogers. Yeah, when I was a yeah.
No, amen. I never did.
Younger
it.
Man.
Not interested.
Yeah.
What about touching your butthole?
If it comes out, it doesn't go back in. That's how I feel.
When's the last time you touched your butthole? Bare finger.
I had a stint. I had a run. I got over it. You know what I mean?
Not sexually, just touching it.
What? Not sexually?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about sexually.
Really?
What do you mean? Just touching my butthole just for as in passing?
For whatever.
Like a little boop? Like boop?
Yeah, little, yeah.
Yeah.
No. he loves it.
Bobby?
Yeah.
What about you?
I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of it.
It's actually fine, yeah, if you're playing with a toy. But, I mean, you know what I mean? If you're having fun.
You've done that with toys on?
Oh, you should see the size of the thing I put in my ass. Show him the thing I put in
yeah,
my
right.
ass.
Yeah, right. He's lying.
He's got it.
He's got it.
Unbelievable, the thing, the size of this fucking thing.
I wouldn't have suspected that. My man, I like that.
Yeah. You don't know. What do you know? I'm gay.
Freak. Are you?
What?
Shut up.
How long have you known me? Yeah, that thing. I put that
in. Whoa! Man, can I borrow that thing?
Damn.
Holy shit. No, you're married. I've met your wife, haven't I?
So you think.
Oh, really?
You met my beard.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm
seeing a couple of guys right now, but none of them.
Nothing serious.
Nothing sticking. No, yeah, I've never touched my butthole unsexually.
Really?
What are you doing with it?
I don't know.
Making sure it's there?
Just crossing that line of touching my butthole.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a difficult time committing right now.
To your butthole?
To your butthole?
Yeah.
Really?
It moves.
Yeah. What do you mean relationship-wise?
Yeah. Well, it vibrates.
Huh?
It goes... Like that.
Your butthole does?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't like it. It's sassy.
Jeez.
No, in terms of a women.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing the field.
I'm not playing the field.
You're dating.
No, I want to find. I want to fall in love.
No, stop that.
You don't?
You went through that. How'd that turn out? Get out of here.
I know.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. No, but I'm ready again, I think.
No. That's yeah, that's your mistake.
You're ready. Get back up on the
don't
horse.
Don't do it. Don't
I think
fall,
I'm ready.
Bobby, fall in love with yourself.
That's
how you fall in love
gay.
With.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. You let him that? Fall in love with a woman.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll
you're
ever
too
get
old
married.
For that shit. No. Yeah, for yeah. sure.
How happy are you? You got a boy.
Yeah, very.
Are you fucking amped?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm still nervous. I don't
did
know
did you
what's
do a
going.
Gender reveal thing? You did one of these things?
Nah.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, dude. Would've been fun to do.
Did you? Have you done that?
No, I don't have any kids.
You
no,
don't?
But, no, but if I did, I think I would do the gender reveal, but I'd do it real crazy. You
like
know what? I mean?
Huh.
Blow it up. You know what I mean?
You'd do a golf ball. You'd do the golf ball. That's no. what you gotta do.
No, no. I'd you know, like light a boat on fire. Color of the smoke. You know what I mean? Real extravagant. Something obnoxious.
Are you guys gonna have kids? Do you wanna have kids?
We can't have kids.
No kidding.
No, we tried. Yeah, it
thanks
doesn't.
Is he fucking around?
For bringing that up.
It can't go through the butthole for some reason. I don't even know why. It doesn't make it it's not a loop. I know we thought it was a loop, but it's not a loop. No, we tried. We can't do it.
You being serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I try
we
to
tried.
Get him to adopt, maybe.
Yeah,
would
yeah.
you want to do that?
Yeah, but a white Slav, you know, a little white Slavic baby, they're giving those are pretty adoptable
really?
Right now.
Not,
yeah,
a, not a little Asian kid?
Not a white Slavs. Little Asian kid?
Yeah.
I got a little Asian kid.
Hey, buddy.
I have one. If I was going to adopt. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a whole other thing. Like, I have friends that were adopted, and that's a whole other set of things that come along with it.
Sure.
So I might, but I don't know. I'm just yeah. not sure. The good thing about adoption is you got time. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't have
do
to do
whatever.
It. Yeah,
you
do whatever.
You're not fighting a biological clock.
There's always a kid wanting to be adopted. Maybe. Seriously, maybe.
Hmm.
I'd like to adopt a kid that's like 17. Give him one good year.
An athlete. Get an athlete.
Yeah, dude. You know what I mean? Get him up to Chaminade, one of those high schools.
If you adopted a kid and years later they want to find their biological family.
Yeah, that's what's tough.
Would that hurt
depends
your,
if the
would that hurt your feelings?
No, if the adoption is open or closed, right? Some of them are.
Even if it was closed, they're like, you know what, Dad? You're a great dad. I mean, even though, you know, you're so angry sometimes. But anyway, you know, I'm going to look for my biological family. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. Go back
wait,
to
so,
China. Is that what you want?
Hold on, Bobby.
Go back to China. I'll send you right back.
Wait,
that's the reason
I'll put
why,
you in the box that
I mean,
you came in,
this attitude
and I'll send you
no,
right
no,
back.
No, you see
you'll
this,
be on the bottom of a Hyundai trailer.
See that attitude you're doing right now? That's the reason why I want to find my biological parents, because this is how the way you talk to me.
Wait, hang on
well,
a second.
You're the only kid I know that didn't get into Mississippi State. How about that? Back to China.
Hang on. So the kid you would adopt would be... The kid that you would adopt would be a bad actor? Is that what's going on here? What
whoa.
Was that accent?
What?
What was that accent? You're better than that.
No,
it's
no.
Cleveland, dude.
That's it, yeah. That is a outside of Cleveland.
Well, let me
accent.
Do it again. Yeah. I was a kid.
Do Australian.
No.
Do Australian.
Do
yeah,
Australian.
I adopted an Australian kid.
Or do British. I'll give you that. Make it easy. Cockney.
Daddy.
Cockney?
That's not
daddy.
Cockney.
Brother, he's not getting dialects.
Daddy.
Yeah, yes, son?
I want to find my biological family.
Well, they're in China. I told you that.
What the fuck? I thought I was British, Tate.
Well, you are. You're yeah. a British Chinese kid.
Yeah. You do a kid then.
Don't do
we're,
it.
We're
kid.
Your fa- we're
yeah,
gay-
don't.
We're your gay. We're your gay parents. We adopted you.
Uh-huh. This is a fantasy right? we play out all the time.
Yeah, there's a fantasy.
Okay.
How old?
You're
am
18
I?
Years old now, and you're telling
okay.
us.
Telling you what?
That you want?
I'm gay, and I want to all hook up.
Sure.
That's yeah. the kind of porn fuck, I like, by it. The way. Step parents porn. Very nice.
Yeah. I did see on TikTok today a montage of kids coming out to their parents and their parents being so supportive. It made me cry.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Was there anyone not supportive? Though? That's
well, funny. That's not the montage I saw,
those
but I'm sure those are my favorite ones.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
No! Not in my house!
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy when that happens, when you hear that shit.
What,
oh, dude.
That supportive?
How could somebody, not even that, that like kicked them out?
Oh,
or,
I can't believe it.
Like,
I had
how
a
much
buddy,
of a fucking
I,
piece
I had a
of
buddy
shit.
When I first moved to L.A., this guy that I met, his parents sent him to Pray Away the Gay Camp. What are you talking
about? Oh, that's crazy shit.
Yeah, dude, but it made him more gay.
Yeah, I hear those places
gay
are
guys
hot
in the
as
woods.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's like there was nothing, there was never going to fix anything.
It's a fuck party.
And his mom used to say wild shit. She'd come, we lived in the same complex, his mom would come and visit, and she'd be like, How come he can't get a pretty girl like the girl you're dating? And I had to fucking keep up the lie. I was like, I think he loves being single.
Oh, really? She didn't
wow.
know.
No, they fucking.
You know, they know, they're just
yeah.
in denial.
Yeah, sure. It's sheer denial.
But don't parents know?
You would think.
You can usually smell a gay in your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, Dad.
Sure.
I
yeah.
Say
you ever go over to your friend's house and they're like, this is my son Riley. He's like, hello. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I thought his parents already knew.
Do you like dancing, Riley?
Yeah, I think they know from a young age.
Yeah,
of
like
course you know.
You know.
I'd just be like, yeah, I know that already, kid.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the house. What if
now, what pick if your beans.
What if your son came to you and said, Dad, I think I'm gay. What do you say?
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Would you be disappointed at all?
I'd start calling my daughter, but sure. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, I think, I don't know. I'm 3 months in. It'd be weird if he did, you know, if he told me now.
Oh, it's coming. But, 5 months. That's what they do. 5 months.
Yeah. Your baby was like, ga, 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 ga.
So stupid, dude.
Yeah. I like
start it. Listening to Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be fine. You'd have to be fine.
You
don't
have
know.
A, yeah,
you'd
have
I'm to a be progressive fine. Guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
My best friend's gay.
Right.
Sure. On the weekends sometimes.
You never tried.
What?
You never tried to flip the other side of the menu as Charlie Sheen.
Great line. We were talking, we were discussing
one of the best
that.
Lines
great
I've ever
line.
Heard.
That whole thing is fantastic.
Doing your show, one of the most fun. I remember doing it and being like, oh, yeah, I want to go to that. That'll be fun. It'll be cool. And then I did it and I was like, that's one of the best, most inventive podcasts
Thank
on the
you.
Internet.
Thank
your
you,
rhythm
buddy.
Is perfect.
Thank
you guys' relationship is fucking amazing. I
Thank
seeing you.
You
guys
We
grow,
love you guys.
I love you guys.
Buddy, we
seeing
love
you guys grow, and I was also like, this is. Some people take off and you're like, bueno. You know what I mean? When it happens to someone, you're like, yes, good. Yeah, that is the go. This should be the big thing. Go, Dang. Go, go.
We love you guys so much. Everybody in the comedy pod
community.
Little Sphere has been so great to us. And
oh, you guys
nobody's jealous.
Great.
Nobody's, you know, high tides raise all ships.
Yeah.
And that was an away game. We want you in the studio when you in New York.
I come to New York. Yeah.
I did it.
Both of you.
You
did it in the old studio.
You were in the old studio.
You got to come
a nice
to the new
big
spot.
Studio
I know, but didn't I? I went to inside one studio.
Yeah,
you did. Take it
like
easy.
That.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Where do you?
We'd
love to have you back.
Where's the new studio at?
Midtown.
Second biggest comedy podcast
it's
studio
than
in the city.
It's bigger than
seriously.
Bigger than Schultz's. Yeah.
Wow.
But Schultz's.
Come for the king. Come for the king.
Schultz's is way nicer, and his staff is all. Cool as shit, and
they're
gorgeous.
All minorities. You guys have only whites. That's why I want to go to RU.
No, we
Garbage.
Got an Italian guy.
Yeah, we got an Italian.
We don't eat with them, but you know.
You guys want to promote anything?
Yeah, check out the pod, RU Garbage, wherever we do twice a week, public, and then Patreon as well. We have a very active Patreon.
Love.
And we're on tour right now, back on the block tour. All tickets available at RUGarbage.com. It's stand up, and we play AYG with the crowd.
Ugh.
And we have a special, the Route 66 special, which is a combination of all that. And we each have half hours on our page.
Amazing.
Go see the kids. RUGarbage.com is where you can get all that information. We'll put the link in the description down below
Thank
for the fans.
You.
We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you for being garbage friends.
Love
you.
Thank you for being part of Garbage Pan fan.
And say into that camera at the same time, say thank you for being a bad friend.
Thanks for being a bad friend.
Good boys.
Sag mal, hast du bei der Steuer auch diesen Schulflashback? Einfach irgendwas raten und dann hoffen, dass es stimmt?
Boah, nee, gar nicht. Wieso, Steuer ist so mein Safe Space.
Du meinst, damit ist alles sicher?
Ja, genau. Wieso, Steuer ist so die Steuer-App, die dich einfach versteht. Egal ob Studium, Job oder Umzug.
Stimmt, krass. Fühlt sich gar nicht wie Steuern an.
Steuern erledigt?
Safe.
Mit Wieso, Steuer.